Interesting examples and certainly things that I think for when we're looking at West London, North West London, we have to, sorry?
Bread and butter.
Well, I'm saying very important examples where when you're going through any change and here in North West London, those are things we will absolutely have to make sure that there is, as we're going through that transition, to make sure that there's the cover that's absolutely needed for it. Can I also say the Labour Hounslow Council signed off on these plans? So in terms of the lady asked an important question.
Can we let Mary speak?
Thank you. The lady asked an important question about GPs and what they do, and in terms of their role in A&E. I mean, if A&Es, these small A&Es, are not getting blue lights, then you're not likely to have to deal with some of those issues. Urgent care is already dealing with 85% of what is going into to A&E, and then for the accident and emergency where you do need a blue light, then that will go to specialist hospitals to deal with that. Yes.
People who are acutely ill come in
either ambulance or their own transport. They're still very sick. People, they still need an expert opinion from the
emergency
doctor.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mark, do you want to
answer
that one?
Shut up. You asked the original question about the closure of Toothpick in 2014 before other.
So we've been working with the London Ambulance Service to make sure they take the right sorts of patients to those units, and we've also agreed with the London Ambulance Service that a patient arrives at a local A&E and needs transferring to a major A&E, that they will treat that as a priority above other cases, so we can transfer them to the safest place as quickly as possible.
And what about the people that come in on
can
their
we
own
not, can we just not shout from the floor? Let's
at the moment, you are arguing against the closure of Hammersmith Hospital, which isn't run by A&E doctors at the moment.
I didn't ask you. And what about that people that come in or
original,
back?
The original question was, why are we closing Hammersmith Hospital at A&E? My point at the moment is it's run by medical registrars in the hospital without support of other staff. There has been investment at St Mary's. The St Mary's A&E has been expanded,
so
and therefore they can take the extra capacity. It's a very small A&E. It only takes 25,000 patients in total into the A&E at Hammersmith a year, which is much, much smaller than any other A&E in the area. So therefore we can